Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
When you picture some of the most beautiful buildings in New Zealand, maybe you think of the Hundertwasser Arts Centre in Whangarei. I mean, the Beehive's not for everyone, but it's iconic, isn't it? How about that beautiful Dunedin Railway Station? Do you think of the Palmerston North Council buildings? Perhaps not. Brutalism was in for such a short time, wasn't it? Tell you what, if you like those Palmerston North Council buildings, you'll love the Hamilton Police Station. Spin-off reporter Stuart Simon Lund has discovered a micro fleece blanket available in 3 sizes on the online trader AliExpress. And on the blanket is a large, low-quality print titled The Pond and Council Buildings, Palmerston North. Stuart has written about this discovery on The Spin-off and he joins me now. Hi, Stuart.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Nice to talk to you. Surprised to come across this in your online travels?
Yeah, so I can't really claim credit for finding the blanket. Someone on Twitter found it a few weeks ago, but I will take credit for taking the bit way too far, spending $40 on it to get it to New Zealand.
You bought one for yourself.
Well, you know, for the office at the moment, but it'll probably end up at my place at some point. But I thought I'd better write a very earnest review of the blanket, but also just to sort of highlight the fact that something so weird and incredibly niche could end up on a platform like AliExpress.
What's it like in person?
Well, I mean, it's actually not, it's not too bad. I think I gave it 20 out of 25 in my review, so that's pretty good.
Mm.
I would say it had a few little threads coming off, and the quality of the print isn't exactly the greatest. But there's something sort of weirdly cool about something that's inherently ugly. And that's, you know, the Palmerston North Mayor agreed with me on the word ugly. But, you know, Crocs are cool, and apparently anyway, and they're pretty ugly.
Yeah. So what is the story of how this blanket came to be? What have you worked out? Presumably AliExpress don't have a photographer in Palmerston North taking stock photos for their blankets.
Yeah, so I asked the seller on AliExpress, and perhaps unsurprisingly, I didn't get any response. And, you know, when I sort of went on this journey of trying to write about it, it was, like I say, it was about how does something weird like this end up on AliExpress. And I did a reverse image search quite late into the process when I'd already written this review. And that's when I discovered that the only other place that appears to have that exact print is another blanket on Redbubble, which you can pay a far higher premium for, but, you know, to be honest, probably better. I acknowledge that, but it's maybe less funny. But I couldn't confirm if that was the original source of the image when I was, you know, writing this. But, I mean, there are some weird things that you can find on the internet.
Yeah, so we actually tracked down the photographer, my producer Ayana did at least. His name's Michael McGimpsey. Unfortunately, he was in back-to-back meetings this afternoon, so he couldn't join us on air. But he's quite a passionate photographer, Stuart, and he put some of his photos on Redbubble, like this one. He puts quite high-quality photos on there, but he said this one was stolen by AliExpress, so it's not as high-quality as the ones you can buy on Redbubble, but they've just obviously found a little thumbnail or something and blown up to massive size, which from your perspective, Stuart, hasn't quite sort of quality-wise hasn't quite held up at that scale.
I mean, it's not doing too badly, but I would say if we've, you know, you've done some proper journalism that I probably should have done. So in that case, absolutely. Buy, if you want a blanket with the Palmerston North Council building on it, buy the original from Redbubble. But yeah. I mean, there's just something unusual about AliExpress in this case. We got sent a bunch of other weird things that have ended up on there. There is a dress that has the beehive just printed around it. And there's a surprising amount of New Zealand gang memorabilia on, like, throw pillows. It's bizarre.
For someone who's into gangs and throw pillows. Yes, I should say Michael's got a good sense of humour about this. He says it's not fair AliExpress stole it, but unfortunately photo theft online is rampant. It's not worth me trying to get them to remove it. If it was a photo I thought I could make decent money off, then maybe I'd care more. He says, though, and he encourages people to purchase it off his page on Redbubble, everyone in P North should have this photo in their home. Would you agree with that, Stuart? Haven't seen it close up?
Well, the Palmerston North Council tend to agree, I think. They've really got on board with it, despite the mayor saying that the building's not usually remembered for its, you know, attractiveness. He said he bought two, and then the council's giving one away on their Facebook page, or they may have already done. So they seem to be, they said they were as confused as I was about the existence of the product, but they seem to be getting on board with it. And a lot of people on that Facebook post are saying that they really want one.
All in all, Stuart, satisfying project for you?
You know what? This is exactly why I was a journalist, to write about the Pond and Council Palmerston North blanket from AliExpress. But you know what? I think the fact that these items exist on the internet, and you know, image theft, that is truly unfortunate and not the point of the story in the first place. It is sort of to talk about the existence of, you know, these weird items on there. And I think that possibly the next step in this journey is what else is on there and how did they get those images?
Thank you. Great to chat to you.
Cheers. Thanks for the time.
Stuart Simon Lund. You can read his original story on this on the Spinoff website.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.